You guys remember that last year, Young Dude made a trailer called Bel Air. It was like a dramatic reimagining of the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. I'm about to talk to him right now. There's big news. Stay tuned.
Yo, my guys. My guys, we have just officially closed the deal with Peacock with an unprecedented 2-season order from a pitch. I've been in this business for 30 years and that does not happen. They ordered 2 full seasons of Bel Air based on the quality of the pitch and the work that you guys have done. So I want to say congratulations. I am hyped.
Thank you. That's so exciting. Morgan, it's a testament to your vision. A 2-season commitment is just,
yeah.
Nothing says we believe in the show.
Yeah.
2-season commitment.
Now it's on you guys' back.
I'll happily carry that. On the one hand, it's so personal to you and your journey as an artist. And here we are sharing that with you right now. And that's enormous. And then tapping into what's happening around us right now.
Yeah, yes.
Instead, getting us back to humanity.
That's what I'm most excited about. And what really, really clicked in my mind about when I saw the trailer that Morgan did. The concepts in The Fresh Prince of Bel Air reimagined as a drama, like, a real kid from West Philadelphia, modern day, a black family in Bel Air, the Carlton character, a black young Republican, modern day, like that, like the heat that will be stirred up between these characters. It's like, what's the Hillary character in a world of Instagram and social media?
I'm so glad you're here. I need to take you shopping. Rodeo Drive. Oh my gosh.
Like, what does that become? Uncle Phil, a black lawyer turned judge today with, young black kids coming before him.
I'm the law.
Aunt Viv, a professional woman that decided to raise her family, and now that her kids are older, making her way back into the world of what is her life gonna be as her kids have grown up. Like all of that stuff is so rich, dude.
Yes, there's so many layers to these characters, And we're really gonna peel back the layers of these iconic characters and explore this world in a really unforgettable way. It's a show that's really gonna surprise people in the best way possible.
Morgan, you were a cinematographer from KC, from Kansas City. So you kind of grew up with The Fresh Prince. And then where'd you get the idea to shoot a trailer?
It's crazy, man. I was driving on 71 in Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown, and I was just thinking about the show, and it's a show that we all grew up with, all 90s kids. It's a part of our life. And man, listen, I drove under this overpass, okay? When I came out from under that overpass, the entire world just hit me all at once.
That's crazy.
In this moment, man, the vision just became so clear, and I said, man, I have to make this. It's an idea that came straight from the heart. I've always believed in manifesting things into existence. And the vision came to me. I knew it was something I had to create no matter what. And 2 years later, to be walking in this journey together with you and Chris is not only a dream come true, but it's something that I really honestly feel was destined, And big shout out to the entire Bel Air trailer team. We made history together and it's only the beginning.
Well, I am excited and I am here to be as involved or as all the way out your way as you guys need me to be. We got 2 seasons at the Peacock. Congratulations. Now the hard work begins. So congrats. I appreciate you guys.
Excellent. I just have one quick question.
Yeah.
If you could go back in time right now and you're in Vanities on the pilot of The Fresh Prince of Bel Air, you can go back. You learned over the years and talk to that young man. What would you say?
I think Yeah, I've thought about that a few times. And at that point in my life, I was as wildly fearless and creative as I have ever been. I would say or do anything. It's almost like I would ask that guy for advice.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Right? He knew something. Like, at that age, there's a certain power in naivete. Right? When you really don't know and you're not scared. It's like, I didn't realize that was a network television show and you can't just change lines. Like, you can't just sing a song that's a popular song on a show.
'Cause ain't no mountain high enough.
they gotta pay for it if you do that. Like, there was so many rules in terms of comedy. I was so free with my body. I didn't care how I looked. I didn't care. Like, there was a level of reckless abandon that I've been dying to try to find again over the last like 4 or 5 years of my life.
That's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate it. Let's go get it.
Thank you.
Two seasons. Yeah. I'll holler at y'all in a minute.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Peace.